Hi, beautiful soul. My name is Priscilla, and I'm the creator of Love Me Louder, a space where healing meets honesty and self-worth becomes non-negotiable. This podcast is all about learning to show up for yourself the way you've shown up for everyone else. With love, with grace, and with full permission to grow through what you've been through. Here, we talk about heartbreak, healing, faith, and feminine strength. We're done playing small. We're done settling for love that confuses us. We're here to love ourselves louder, together. So whether you're deep in your healing season, or just start to wake up to your own worth, you're in the right place. Let's get into it. Love, welcome to the very first episode of Love Me Louder. I'm Priscilla, and honestly, this space right here, it's just for us. It's for the girls who've been through it, who've given so much to everybody else, and are finally ready to show up for themselves. I want to start with something real simple. You were never too much. They just weren't enough for everything you are, and that's not on you. And for a long time, I made myself smaller. I held back what I felt, what I needed, just trying to be easy to love. I thought maybe if I didn't ask for too much, I wouldn't lose people. But all I really lost was myself. And I know I'm not the only one. So if you're in that place where you're tired of shrinking, tired of the fake versions of love, tired of questioning your worth, girl, this episode is for you. This is for the girl who's ready to get her voice back, the one learning how to love herself louder than the pain and louder than the past and louder than the people who didn't see her. So take a deep breath, babe. You don't need to carry that guilt anymore. You are allowed to be soft, allowed to be powerful, allowed to take up space. Let's go through it together. And so grab your tea, take a bath, and let's grow together. You're right on time, girl. You know, heartbreak doesn't just leave a bruise, girl. Girl, it leaves scars that we carry around, sometimes without even realizing it. It changes the way we love. Suddenly, trusting someone new feels like a risk we're not sure we want to take. We start holding back parts of ourselves, afraid to be hurt again, and slowly those walls get higher. Sometimes, after so many letdowns, we get so tired. Not just tired of the people who hurt us, but tired of hoping, tired of trying, tired of even caring about our own pain, and eventually we lose ourselves. You might catch yourself thinking, I've been through so much. What's one more heartbreak? Like, you're numb to it. Like, you don't deserve better, or maybe you don't even want better anymore. But girl, that's trauma talking. It's not who you really are. That numbness, that exhaustion, it can make loving or being loved feel impossible. Your efforts feel like they're sinking, like you're drowning, even when you're trying so hard. But here's the truth. You're not broken. You're not weak. You're a warrior who's been through emotional storms most people don't even see. And And that's why healing matters, because you deserve to live free from that heaviness. You deserve to love and be loved without that pain holding you back. I want to be real with you. Healing isn't some optional step you can skip because you're too busy or ready to move on. It's not a luxury or something only broken people do. It's the foundation for everything that comes next. I get it. Healing feels hard. It feels unfair. Like, why do I have to fix what someone else broke? But here's the thing. Healing is for you, not for them. If you don't heal, you end up carrying all that pain into your next relationship, your next friendship, your next job, and it weighs you down. You can't love clearly or fully when your heart is carrying old wounds. Healing means feeling your feelings, even the ugly ones. It means facing the hurt head on, crying when you need to, praying when you can't find the words, and giving yourself permission to rest. And that means learning to say no to things, people, and habits that keep you stuck, because healing is about creating space for peace, for real love, for your soul to breathe. So yeah, it's hard. It's gonna be hard, but it's necessary. You deserve that peace. You deserve to heal, to grow, and to love without carrying that heavy weight anymore. Because when you heal, you don't just get stronger. You get deeper to love. So what do you do when you've been through so much, you don't even feel it anymore? When you've been hurt so many times, it's like you just go numb. Like, whatever it is, like, whatever. It is what it is. That kind of pain is different. It's quiet. It doesn't scream anymore. It just sits in you, and eventually you stop fighting it. You stop caring. You let it stay because healing feels too far away. But I want to remind you, you can heal. You can come back to yourself. And yeah, it's hard. But you can start by just loving yourself a little louder than the pain. And when I say that, I don't mean you have to be all strong and bothered. No, I mean love yourself gently. Give yourself grace. Start doing little things that remind your soul it's still worthy. Because even if no one else shows up for you, you can. And you don't have to do it alone. I think about this story my grandmother told me. She told it to me when I was like 12, but I still remember it clear as day. She said there was this little star, and the star goes to her parents and says, "I want to go to the darkness." And the parents, they don't stop her. They just give her advice and they go with her. And when the star gets there, she looks around and says, "Why can't I see the darkness?" And they tell her, "Oh, sweetie, it's because you're full of light." That part hit me different, because sometimes we think we're supposed to feel a darkness. We're supposed to drown in it. But the truth is, baby girl, when you really know you are, when you really know who you are, when you believe in your worth, in your light, the darkness doesn't even register the same. You start to move differently. You stop giving your energy to confusion. You stop forcing love. You stop needing everyone to understand you, because you remember who you are. That's what loving yourself louder looks like. Not perfection, not fake confidence, just real daily reminders that even when you're tired, even when you feel lost, there's still light in you. And that's what I want for you. Not to feel like you have to earn your worth, but to know it's already there. So, if you're still here, still listening, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for sitting in this moment with me. Thank you for being brave enough to face your own hurt, because that's not easy. This episode wasn't about fixing everything, because healing doesn't happen in one night. This was about saying, I see you, I feel you, I've been you. And if no one else has told you this today, you are not too much. You are not broken. You are not behind, baby girl. You're just healing, and that's enough. If something in your heart feels heavy after this, that's okay. Let it sit. Let it breathe. And if something in you feels lighter, like a little bit of peace found its way in, hold on to that. That's your light showing up again. And remember the star. You might think you're in the dark, but baby, you can't even see it because you're full of light. Thank you for being here with me on Love Me Louder. Next time, we're going to talk about how to trust again. After the pain, after the betrayal, after the walls went up, because you deserve love that feels safe. Until then, stay soft, stay grounded, and love yourself a little louder today. Even if your voice shakes, I love you. And God, He's never stopped.